Welcome to the Bethel Church Podcast, located in the heart of the Black Hills. Our focus is to live, grow, love, and serve for the sole purpose to make Jesus known.
If you ask any church growth guru, if you've ever read anything, leadership, that kind of stuff, they have this idea of how to help churches grow. There is one single denominator that you will see across the board when it comes to church growth, and what they will tell you that is the reason for church growth. Now, this is what it is, okay? Are you ready for this groundbreaking idea? This is what it is. Leadership that is not afraid to believe God. That's what it is. Leadership that is not afraid to believe God. Not believe in God, believe God. Now, I'm going to embarrass some people today because I was just talking not long ago to someone in Birmingham. I was in Alabama a few weeks ago, and they told me, they said, our church and me, and this guy's been going to this church for 40 years. He said, I don't even know who the leadership of the church is. And I was like, what? How do you not? This is only, it's only a church of about 1,000. How do you not know this? So I'm going to embarrass some people. If you're a board member, I want you to stand up if you would. Where's our board members at? I know they're all here. I just saw you. That's the only reason I'm doing this, because I saw you. So we got Corey, we got Bill, we got Joey, and we got Larry. So this is the board of our church. This is the leaders of our church, all right? So I want you to know them. I want you to see them and know them, because let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something about these gentlemen. They love you. They love this church. I can always tell at every meeting, they love this church. Their number one priority is to make Bethel better, is to make the ministry here better, is to share the vision and get behind what God wants to do here to make things better and the best that we can make them. So, men, listen, get to know these guys. They're incredible. But I wanted to bring that up because I feel like they embody this. When you look at what leadership is not afraid to believe God. They're not afraid to believe God. That's the common denominator. Nothing starts happening until we start dreaming. Nothing happens. Every accomplishment started off as an idea or a dream or a goal. It all started there. If we don't have goals for our church, our default goal, or the one we have had years ago, will remain the same. We had a dream 50 years ago for Bethel. If that dream and that vision and that goal doesn't keep evolving, guess what? In 2024, the same vision from 1950 will be what we walk in. That's not the way God operates. If we aim for nothing, we hit nothing, right? A church without vision will never grow, and the vision will never be larger than the pastor. It will never grow bigger than that. I say that because too many churches rely on one person to carry the vision. And that's it. If I am the only one in this building that is responsible for carrying the vision, then I quit today. Because that's not what I'm called to do. My calling is to set out the vision, is to try to get people behind the vision, and you guys and me together win the city for Jesus, because it's a team effort. If you recall last week, biblical vision is a revelation from God. It's a word from the Lord. I've been praying and fasting for the past several weeks, and the only word that kept coming back to me, I shared it with you already, was expectation. Expectation of God things. Expectation of obstacles. Be expectant of that which you don't see. Be expectant. I know God has called Bethel for greater things. I also know that the enemy knows that as well. We are naive and out of our minds if we don't think that the enemy wants to put a stop to anything God is trying to do. Then we've lost our minds. So what happens when those two collide? We do. That's what happens. We do. You see, the Bible says, come near to God. James 4:8, come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. In other words, rid yourself from the sin that holds you tight and run, crawl, or walk to the Father and watch what he does. The Bible also says, and do not give the devil a foothold. In other words, we give the devil a foothold or handle to hold on to in our lives, we will be stagnant, and drawing near to God will not happen, and we will miss the revelation that he has for us. Vision comes when we draw near to God. Now, listen, I have goals, I have plans, I have vision, I have all this stuff. But what I need and what we need is for us as a church body to have goals, plans, and visions together. We've got to be together. Next week, I'm going to talk about, we're going to share our kingdom builder's vision. Now, here's the thing. I want to preface next week with this. I can compensate for my weaknesses. Can you? We all can, right? We can compensate. I'm not a worship pastor, so I hire a worship pastor. If I was the worship pastor, our church would shrink, not grow. So that's a weakness of mine. So I don't have one. I'm not a youth pastor any longer. That's not my calling. That's not what my heart says to do. So I'm going to hire a youth pastor. I'm not a kids pastor, so we have a kids pastor. I'm not great. I'm not going to say I'm not decent. I'm not great at administration and that kind of thing. I hire people to handle those things. But there's one thing that I cannot hire and I cannot delegate. I cannot ask people to believe God for me. Neither can you. I could pay somebody $5 million, but they could never believe God for me. You can't believe God for someone else. Neither can I. I can't believe God for you. I can for me. I'll believe God for this church. I'll believe God that he's going to move in this church, but I can't believe God for you. That's why when we talk about prayer and worship nights, you come with expectation. Why? Because you're believing something's going to happen. You're believing God for that night, for that service, because there's an expectation in your heart. I don't know why it is then and not on Sunday mornings sometimes, but that's just the way we work. But what if we had a belief in God, or we believed God at all times, for all things? It gets tiring after a little while. But we still know that God is God and we're not. And we have to hold on to that. I'm hoping that everyone has been on this journey of prayer and fasting with me and the staff and the leadership. I'm hoping that you're hearing from God. I'm hoping that he's spoken to you. My challenge is for you to dream God dreams. Dreaming doesn't cost anything yet, right? The initial dreaming doesn't cost us anything. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, listen to this, God is able to do far more than we could ever dare to ask or even dream of. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. God is saying to our church, think up the biggest thing you can think of I can do in your life, in your ministry, and in your church, and I can top that and I can beat it. What are you dreaming of today? What is your dreams? We as a body of believers, as a family at Bethel, have to ask ourselves this question. What would I attempt for God if I knew that I couldn't fail? What would I do for God if I knew I couldn't fail? There are three parts of getting God's vision for our church, and I'm going to go through these swiftly. Number one is the what. The what? The big mistake we make once we have a sense of what God wants to do is trying to accomplish it all on our own. That's one of the mistakes we make. Inevitably, we fall flat on our faces and come crawling back to God wondering if you missed it. You ever been there before? I think I heard what God said, and then you say, well, that didn't happen, so maybe I missed God. But to stop here would hinder what God wants to do. You see, God, I sometimes look at God as a process God. So God starts and he moves. He moves through things. And he'll share the what, okay? And what we do is we jump the gun a lot of times. And we say, okay, I know what the what is, so I'm going to do it. But then we get frustrated because we forget about the how. We forget about the how. When God shows us how, it always seems to be the opposite of what we thought, right? Once we see the what and the how, we're still not finished. So there's another step that we got to take, and it's the when. How many has ever missed God because you jumped the gun on something, and it wasn't the right timing? Timing is everything. Listen, when is the difficult part, because it often requires waiting, and that is hard for us. I think Tom Petty said it best. The waiting is the hardest part. Tom Petty fans in here? Where are we at? This is America, right? This is the hardest part. There are things I want to do and believe God is leading us to do, but the when is not here yet. It's not here yet. I think about future ministry here at Bethel. I think about big dreams that I have that I haven't shared with anyone because I'm waiting for the when. I'm waiting for it. The longer I walk with God, the more I'm convinced that God's timing is perfect and He is never early and He is never late. A lot of times we share, this is what messes us up sometimes, a lot of times we don't share dreams with other people because we know that the frustration that comes when they destroy our dreams will help us, will make us stop dreaming. So sometimes it's good to not share things with people, especially if you know that person's going to destroy it. To get God's vision for your life or for your ministry, you have to remember that serving is your calling, which means that we are called to impact the kingdom of God. We need to start by saying, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? And when do you want me to do it? These are important things. We need to stop praying, God, bless what I'm doing, and start praying, God, help me do what you want to bless. God, just give me the privilege to be a part of what you're doing in my world. I say it all the time, but we're in this thing together. We're in this together. If you're part of a church, we're in it together. I may be honored enough to be the pastor of this church, but I can't do anything without you. We can't. So to receive vision, we have to spend time listening and discerning God's vision for our church and our lives. Humans have a propensity to idealize community and build fantasies about the future they envision, right? We have this problem doing this. So how do I receive vision from the Lord? How do I receive revelation from the voice of the Lord? Number one, vision is revealed to the person in position to listen. The person in position to listen. In order for you or I to unlock the power of vision, we must get alone with God to listen. How many know sometimes we talk too much? We share with God all of our plans, but we forget to listen to what His plans are that are going to probably rearrange all our plans. Interrupted time with Jesus. Turn your phone off. Turn the TV off. Just spend time with Him. Number two, vision must be written down. Vision must be written down. After spending time with God, write down the details. Write down in detail what He reveals to you. Write it in present tense. A written vision or revelation gives you the correct directions and coordinates you your need to follow and to get to your destination. It gives you the inspiration and motivation you need to push through the obstacles that come. Listen to this. Habakkuk chapter 2, he's talking and God's speaking to him and he's giving him all this stuff that's coming up and everything like that. And he says, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. What is a herald? A herald is, in original language, whoever may read it may run with it. Whoever may read it may run with it. You write the vision down. You document it. You put it there. You let people read it. When they read it, they are called to run with it because that is how vision gets legs. Number three, vision overcomes obstacles. Just because God reveals things to you doesn't mean opposition doesn't come. We live in a fantasy world if we think that's the case. We live in a crazy world. A vision from God gives us strength and courage we need to pursue it. I believe obstacles will come. Expect them. I also believe God is bigger and walks through those obstacles with us. Expect that as well. Number four. I only have 36, so bear with me. Number four. Vision is living in faith. Focus on the revelation that God gave you and watch your faith grow. If you've ever focused on something, if you ever felt God speaking about something, and you have pursued that, and nobody could sway you, nobody could change, and then you saw it happen, how much did your faith grow? It grows a lot. Our vision here is to see our community awakened by the power of God. That's our vision statement, if you want to say it. Our mission, to live, grow, love, and serve for the sole purpose to make Jesus known. Our values. Worship is our passion. Serving is our calling. Connection is our focus. It's your values that we have. When you look at these things, they make up the overall revelation of who we are and who we desire to be. We're not perfection. It's not perfect. We're not exactly that yet, but that is what we want to aim for. That is what we want to be. Whatever we do here at Bethel will revolve around those things. Whatever ministry we do will be asked, does that follow our vision? Does that go with our vision? Missionaries, we pick up. The missionary committee gets together and says, do these people, is the ministry they're doing, not saying it's bad if they're not, but is the ministry they're doing in tune with the vision that we have for our church? That's the questions we have to ask. Next week, I'm going to share with you some direction and some goals that I have for this year. I want to share with you exciting numbers and report what I hope will excite you and fire you up for what God has for 2024. But in the present time, we have to understand that we're in this together, that my goal, my heart is that you hear the voice of God for yourself, that you hear the Lord. So many churches, the pastor could get up there and say, turn to, Timothy 17:36. And everybody'd stare at it, and he could say anything he wants. It's funny, I was talking to my dad the other day, and he said, you know what? Pastors today, he said, or people today, he said, a pastor can get up there and say anything as long as they say, thus saith the Lord, and people would buy it. I don't want that for us. I want us all in the Word of God. I want us all sharpening each other. There are times, I'm going to tell you right now, there are times that I have misquoted something or used the wrong reference and put it on the screen. And somebody, God love you, tells me about it after church. It don't make me mad. It makes me happy that you're in the Word. I mess up sometimes. I might write down 4 when I should have wrote down 2. I'm sorry. But thanks for helping me get it correct for next service. We're in this together. It's a new year. It's a new way to start. It's a new direction. And listen, I'm believing for big things. I'm believing for people that are watching online to receive a revelation from God. I'm believing for people that are watching online to receive healing just from watching online. I'm believing for people in this room to be set free and changed by the power of God. Not because of me, but because Jesus walks in the room. He's the healer. He's the one that sets people free. I just pray to God that I can be some kind of mouthpiece for Him. That's it. Can I pray for you, church? Heavenly Father, Lord, we have a great church. You have blessed this church with amazing people, with amazing opportunities in an amazing community. Lord, I just pray that you would use us. God, I pray that you will speak to us as we start this new year, as we've already started this new year. Give us opportunities to be the hands and feet of Jesus in our co-workers' lives, in our families' lives. Help us not strive for perfection, but let us strive to be like Jesus in any way we can. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all fall on our faces at times. We all put our foots in our mouth sometimes. But God, I pray that our hearts will be always beating for you and desiring to change. Just as David prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Cast me not away from your presence. Lord, may that be our prayer. May that be what our heart beats every moment of our lives. And God, may we run with the revelation and vision that you're giving our church. I love you, Lord. I love these people. Bless them today. May they walk in the favor of the Lord every step they take. In Jesus' name, everybody say.
If you would like to learn more about our church or give to our ministry, please visit our website at bethel.ag.